Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. It is a breezy Thursday evening in Hampton Roads, and I know that a lot of our states are in a state of emergency in Florida, such as Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina. We are praying for you all, and we wish you all the best. And we know that Hurricane Michael is causing havoc, but we're continually praying and hoping that everybody is safe. And if you're in harm's way, we are definitely praying for you. So please take care of yourself. So tonight on the show, I just really wanted to come on and share some information with you about Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. And if this is your first time tuning in, welcome to Issues Concerning Women. And I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and my co-host, Veronica McMillan, is of the Micro Nonprofit Network. Now, Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated, helps small nonprofit organizations become fundamentally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community, involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women and their families through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investment for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. So if this is your first time tuning in, thank you so very much. We really appreciate you. For our longtime listeners, and we've been on the air for a while now, I've been on since 2008, and Veronica and I have done other programs through Blog Talk, and we joined together last year to put this program together. So we're really excited, and we hope that you will continue to join us, that if you have more questions, send us text or send us an email through the Blog Talk site, and you can ask questions in our chat room. So if you have your pencil and paper ready, if you would like to contact me after the show, my telephone number is 757-567-6734, and my email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. And if you would like to contact Veronica, her telephone number is, I don't have it in front of me right now, but I can give you her email address, is contactveronicamcmillan@letstalkveronica@gmail.com. And I don't know why I don't have her number here, but anyway, if you want to reach her, you can get her that way, and that would be the easiest way to reach out to her. Or you can go to her website, which is www.micrononprofitnetwork.com, and then you can contact her there. And you, if you have questions or you need more information about starting your nonprofit, because we are sure that our listening audience always has questions about starting a nonprofit, and so we just want to be a plethora of information, giving you details and answering your questions. And so tonight I'm going to talk about starting your business. And I know that you have questions about that as well, because you always hit me up after the show, which is great. And I want to just share a few things with you tonight about some of the things that are happening here in Hampton Roads. Last Saturday, we had our Being in the Black Top Business Expo at Bryant and Stratton College. It was awesome. The speakers were absolutely amazing. And if you missed it, I'm telling you, you missed a treat. We talked about small business. We talked about nonprofit status, about finance, about just knowing what you want, and if it's not your time, what are you supposed to do? If you have money in the bank, are you preparing for this fourth quarter? Or if you don't have money in the bank, what are you going to do? And so we're just keeping on that path throughout the end of this year. Because again, like I just said, we're in the fourth quarter, and we definitely want to be in the black at the end of the year. So in case you're wondering about that, excuse me, being in the black means that you actually have some money in the bank. You have funds to do some things with, and you're just your business is thriving. And we definitely want each and every one of you that has a business to always be thriving. We want you to be successful. And so that's one of the reasons why Veronica and I do this show, so that you can get information from us, because we know oftentimes you cannot come to our conference or be available to get with us by our meeting or teleconference. So by us doing the show, we're actually available to you to answer your questions, to help you out with your small business or your nonprofit. And so tonight, I'm going to share a couple of things with you about starting your business. And so one of the things that I do when I am analyzing new businesses, the first question I want to know from anybody that's thinking about starting a business, running a business, you know, you've had your heart set on it, I want to know if you have a passion for your new venture. That's the first thing I want to know. Are you passionate about it? Are you ready to get this thing going? Because if you're not, it's definitely going to be an issue when it comes to the longevity of the business. We want you to be ready to just move forward with your venture. So one of the things, other things that I continually ask my clients, if they're ready and if they have thought about what they need to do and how they're going to get started. And a passion is often overhyped. You know, and people talk about this all the time, I have a passion for what I'm doing. But I want you to know that it's not enough on its own, but it is essential. If you have that passion, great, and that's going to keep you in the game. But the one thing that I want you to write down, if you're writing things down, is to make sure you have something you're excited about starting rather than just frustration with your current job. And I said that because when I ask people, do you have a passion for your new venture, a lot of times people will answer me with, I'm sick of my job. I just want to do something different. I feel stuck and I want to get out of this. And that's fine. That's a reason for you to move forward with starting your business. But the one thing I caution you about is make sure that you're ready to move forward with it. Make sure that you have money in the bank. You have enough funding to sustain your family throughout the year. And we used to say 3 months. That is not enough money, because if something should not take off, the business should not take off the way that you wanted it to, what are you going to do? Because your bills are going to keep coming. You know those bills come in every month. You know what you are up against. So the first thing that we should do if you're going to start in this new venture is to sit down and to just really go over the essentials of your lifestyle. We're going to write everything down. We're going to put it all on paper. We're going to look at it, what monies you need for each month. Do you have reoccurring debt that is going to be coming up, or do you have things that you know are going to be coming up in the future that you need to prepare for? Because the one thing that can sink your business is if you have an unexpected emergency. What are you going to do? And if you don't have those funds already allocated in your account for an emergency, then you're going to be in trouble, because the day that you have to choose between running your business and taking care of your home, that's a big decision. We don't want you to be stressed out. We want you to be thriving in your business. We want you to be successful. So when you're thinking about doing this, if this is your first time venturing out into a startup, that is my first question that I would ask you. And so it's easy to feel ready much earlier than you actually are, and it's really easy to let fear hold you back long before you should have actually started. And so tonight I'm just going to jump right in there with some of these things that I think can help you if you're going to start your business. So I hope you got your pencil and paper ready, because my first question to you was, do you have a passion for your new venture? I answered that. And so number two is, are you a true believer in your idea? And so what that means is, are you ready to face some no's? Are you ready to face doors getting closed in your face? Are you ready to face that this was not a good idea? Do you need to have more money? Do you need to have more experience? Do you need to have more education? You need to have a tenacious belief in your product or service to give you the ability to weather the storm. And, of course, that's not easy. It's not. Nobody can tell you how much you can take. And that's like with anything that we do, any relationship, any time that we're stepping out on faith. Do we have what it takes? And do I truly believe that I can do this thing? Because as much as I want it for you as your coach or consultant or your mentor, you have to want it 1,000 times more than I do. So just think about that. How bad do you want this? And how much do you believe in yourself? Because you have to believe in yourself. I can believe in you, but do you believe in yourself? And number three, do you have a product or service with a good market? Now let's think about that for a minute. A great business exists where there is a need for what you have. So that just means that is your product or service something that people need right now? Are you the person that they will be able to come to? Can they afford your product or your services? And before you leave your day job to start a new company, be sure that your product or service has a market. So if you're not sure, you can actually do surveys. They have MailChimp and all kinds of free things that you can use. Constant Contact, you can start with them free for 30 days, and I've used them often throughout the years. And just put a survey out there, and you can even do one on Facebook. Just a simple question. Do you think this is something that you need? Would you purchase this for this price? And people will definitely tell you if they agree with you or if they don't, because they're not shy. Because about being on social media is that they're behind their computer screen, so you can't see them. So it really gives them the opportunity to be truthful to you. And, of course, you're going to get some people that are naysayers, and you have to take it all with a grain of salt. You have to know what is good for you and if you need to move forward in your new venture. And if everybody is saying, no, this is not something I would need, you still have to decide, is this something that you're going to move forward with? Because not even I can tell you not to move forward with your venture. I can make suggestions to you. I can give you other avenues to explore with your product or your service, and I can also help you to determine if you just need to take a whole different direction. So that's number three. Number four is, do you know your players? If you already know who you want on your team and you have their agreement, you could be ready to launch. On the other hand, if your intention is to start as a solopreneur, you can jump in at any time. So if your business does not take anybody to help you in the beginning phase of it, and you can do it on your own, and a perfect example of that is a online business, maybe jewelry sales. So you really wouldn't need a whole team in the beginning, because you're just going to be ordering your products and getting your website up. But you might need a team to help you with those things that you are not capable of doing. And I just mentioned the website, and that may be the thing that you have a challenge with. You don't know how to build a website. So you need to get with someone who knows how to build a website so that you can have e-commerce on your website, so that when people come to your site, see your beautiful pictures of your jewelry, they can actually go ahead and make their purchase. They don't have to come back later and click here and there. You can make sure that you have your cart there, and they can shop right there on your page and on your website. So make sure that you're ready, and if you have a business, let's say that you're a cleaning company, and you're going to be putting out flyers and soliciting hundreds of homes in your area, but it's only you, that does not make sense. Because if you get 5 calls in a week to do these homes, maybe you could pull that off, but let's say you get 10. How would you do that? And would you have to reschedule them or not take the business? Then you're losing money. You're leaving money on the table, and that's something we can't do in business. We have to be prepared to answer the call and be ready to move out when those requests come in for whatever it is that you're doing, your product or your service. Number 5, if you're thinking about starting a business, do you have a plan? Now, I got quiet right there because most people don't. And the reason why they don't, because they don't think they need one. They have something else in mind. They, you know, maybe they're going to cash out their 401 at their job before they leave. And if you do that, you're going to pay the price. You're going to pay penalties, and you're going to pay the price. And I know I just messed that word up, and I know how to say it. But anyway, hey, this is live radio. So you're going to pay the price for taking out money in your 401k. You're going to pay taxes on it, and then you're going to pay tax again because it's going to become income. And so and I'm going to stop right here because I'm tickled. It's really good to laugh at yourself when you can't get a word out. And from time to time, I do that. But you guys know what I'm talking about. You're going to be penalized if you take the money out of your 401k plan before you're of age, before you roll it over to another account, and you're going to pay taxes on it. So if that's your plan, maybe that's not such a good plan. But if that's your plan and you've been planning to do this, then you need to know what you're up against. So before you leave your day job, make sure you have a plan for your new business, whether that involves a full business plan or a back of the napkin outline. So I suggest that you have a full business plan. And if you need help doing that, you need to get with someone who can write a business plan. And of course, you need to be ready to work to do the business plan. I am hired from time to time to do business plans, and that's fine. But if you hire me to help you and I sit alongside of you, it is much better for you because you actually know what the plan is. And if I do it just all on my own with just a little bit of feedback from you, it costs you more money. It still will be a great plan, but it will be a more professional plan. And in the beginning, you may just not need that yet. So you can do a startup business plan, and then later, as your business grows, you can do another plan. You can come back to me or whoever your business plan writer is and actually come back and do the second plan, and especially if you're going to be going after money. If you have a nonprofit, you need to have a business plan from the beginning because your goal is to primarily go after funding, to go after grants. So you have to have a business plan in place so that you can actually take that to the bank and let them see what your projection is for the years to come. And so I know that this may be a little bit more elementary to some of you because you may already know this, but there may be some people out there who never even thought about it, never even crossed their mind that they needed a plan. And so that's why I'm sharing this with you. Do you have a good brand idea? And now your brand is the way that your company connects with the world. And this is number 6. Are you ready? Are you professional? Is your brand classic? Is your brand funny? Is your brand unique? Is your brand unusual? Make sure you know your brand and how it connects with customers before taking the leap. And we talked about this at a meeting that I was in on, and I believe it was Tuesday. We talked about this. Are we fully being represented by our brand? Do people really know what you do? And so for me, I have to look at my business and I have to be honest. I need to revamp my brand. because I don't really think it really portrays what I want my customers to know about me on some levels. Now, on some levels it does, but for the 2018 to 2019 projection, I think I need to revamp the brand so that it is crystal clear and people can, when they see it, they know exactly who I am, what I'm doing, and why they need to contact me. And, of course, I've been in business for 11 years, so we keep reinventing ourselves. We're grow because your business should be growing. It should be elevating to the next level at certain points in time. If something is not working, you need to look at it, go back, do some changes. And sometimes we really just need to go back to the basics. And Veronica and I have been talking about that, going back to the basics, going back to how we started our businesses, what was our main goal and our purpose for starting the business, and what have we done differently throughout the years. And so, and talking about branding, your brand should be crystal clear to your clients. People don't understand or value your brand if they don't know what it is. And so when they're looking at what you have put out there, can they identify what you actually do? Our brand makes value. Our brand must be clear, and our brand must include who will benefit from it and how they will achieve what they want from coming to us. So for me, for example, and I have to use myself, so I am a small business strategist. So when people come to me, they expect me to know how to help them start their businesses. And, of course, I do know how to do that, but just by looking at my card, just it says that I'm a small business developer, so they would know that. But if they went to my website, would that be crystal clear? And so just looking at my brand, I know that I want to revamp it for the 2018-2019 year. And so that's something that you really have to think about. You need to make sure that your brand can connect with your customers, and they want to know that you have what they need before they actually want to come to you and solicit your services. Number seven, you're ready to learn a lot. And I should put that in a question. Are you ready to learn a lot? The experience of starting a business will teach you more than you can imagine. It'll teach you things about yourself, about the marketplace. So be ready to learn these lessons. Even when doing so forces you to confront your ego, where I want to pause again for a minute. Because I have, and I believe, a unique product, and I believe that I have all the other six things. I have a great idea. I have passion about my business. So I'm thinking that I'm ready, and I'm, you know, ready to go full force. But you have to be ready to learn some lessons about your actual business and about you. When we're thinking about who we are and what we represent, are we a good fit for the business that we're in? And if we're not, what is it that we need to do? So let's say, and again, I'll use myself, my strengths are speaking and teaching, but I may need some help in the marketing part of my business. I know that I'm learning it, and I've learned some great information over the years, and I think I've shared this with you guys before. I was a person that wanted nothing to do with computers, websites, social media, any of that stuff. But guess what? When we refuse to do something, sometimes God will put us in a situation where we have to get out of our comfort zone and really realize that you need to take charge of this. You need to know how to do this. And I shared before that I've had other people run my website for me, and I did not really know all the mechanisms of running a website, so I just left it in their hands, which is fine to do that. But when I started really looking into it, I didn't really know how to make changes on my website. I didn't know how to make corrections on my website. If I wanted to put up pictures, I had to wait for somebody to do it for me. And again, there was a fee for this. So I decided, you know what, Francine, you're going to learn how to do this. And you're going to sit at this computer until you figure it out. And, of course, I had help along the way. I called people, I asked questions. My son was a great help to me, and I would really get on his nerves. But he would show me how to go into the back office and do things, and I had to learn how to do that. So right here, you must be ready to learn, and you must be ready to learn a lot. And if you're not, and you're going to be stubborn and hard-headed, like my grandmother used to say, then you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay in revenue. You're going to pay in time. You're going to pay in frustration and stress. So why do that to yourself? So just be ready to learn a lot. And I'm here to help you, and Veronica as well, on the nonprofit side. She's going to be back next week, and she'll be able to give you some more tips on the nonprofit piece. Are you ready to face failure? That's number 8. And again, I'm asking it as a question. You can face the fear of failure, but are you ready? Are you ready? Because being afraid to fail can paralyze you and your business. We all feel it from time to time and at some extent, but if you can't face it, you aren't ready to start a new business. And the one thing about failure is that it does not mean the end of your business. It means that you've learned something, and we just talked about that in number 7. You learned something. You learned that didn't work. It wasn't for your business. It wasn't the right timing for you, because I've done things that were before my time, and as they say, people just weren't ready for it. I was ready and thinking that, you know, I've launched this particular piece of the business and they should be ready for it, and they were not. So I would have to pull back and then reintroduce it later. But are you ready for the failure? And it's great to fail, because if you never fail at anything, then you just wouldn't be willing to learn. If you fail, that means you're going to, again, pick yourself up, brush yourself off, and you're going to learn what it is that you need to learn to make your business successful. And again, if you're not ready to fail, then you don't need to be in business, because failure is going to come. It's not going to be all peaches and cream. If anybody ever told you that, they did not tell you the truth. And I'm here to tell you the truth. Please be ready for it. It doesn't mean that your business is going to come to a screeching halt, but it also means that you have to know when it's time to pull back, do some things differently, revamp your business plan, and then move forward. Number 9, if you can face the fear of success, because the fear of failure is one fear, but a lot of people have the fear of success. It sounds strange, right? But many people are also afraid of success. Success brings higher expectations, more work, and more visibility. If you aren't ready to deal with these things, then you aren't ready to launch. So what does that mean? And you're saying, Ms. Francine Humphrey, failure? Fear? Fear of success? Why would I be fearful of that? And I just told you, it means more expectations, because once you reach a certain level, then you're expected to reach higher and higher. And then number 10, do you have some cash available? So where there are businesses, you can start with very little capital. The fact remains that it takes time to be successful. If you have some cash saved up or have another way to access the cash you need while your company grows, you're more ready than somebody who is deeply in debt and counting pennies. So those are our 10 for tonight about starting your business. I know I gave you a lot to think about, but please continue to come. We're going to share information with you. If you want more information about what I've just given you, please contact me at icwdirector@gmail.com. If you have a nonprofit question, please contact Veronica McMillan at Let's Talk Veronica, or go to her website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.com. My website is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. Well, my time is up, my friends. It doesn't take long for 30 minutes to come and go. I thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. My good friend and co-host Veronica McMillan will be back next week. We are always looking forward to being with you, and take care now and have a good night. God bless you all, and please, please, no matter where you are, please be safe. We are praying for those in Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, anywhere that this storm is affecting the people that we care about and we love. Take care now. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Issues Concerning Women radio talk show with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and your co-host, Veronica McMillan. Talk to you next week. Take care now. Bye-bye.